Over the next few weeks before the 2016 NFL Draft, we're going to take a look at the two best defensive backs by most accounts in this year's class. Jalen Ramsey is one of them from Florida State. Florida State's rival, the University of Florida Gators, they got the other one. It's cornerback Vernon Hargraves III. Here he is right here, lined up at the top of the screen. Now, that guy is a three-time first-team All-SEC cornerback. That's pretty good. One of the best conferences in all of the land, playing one of the most important positions in the game, and he was an all-conference performer three straight years. We're going to show you some of his best plays from his time at the University of Florida and show you just why he won all of those accolades. Now, as you can probably tell by looking at him right here, Hargraves is a little slight when it comes to height. He's 5'10", but his technique and the way he plays the game is such that he can neutralize that disadvantage and still be able to defend even the best receivers in college football. So here he is, top of the screen, as you can see, right up on the line of scrimmage in press coverage. But watch him. He's in press coverage, but he's not going to get his hands on the receiver right away. Instead, he's going to sink backwards, but he does a great job with his body control and body positioning to hem this receiver to the boundary, which actually serves as a second defender on this play for Hargraves. There you can see he's angling this receiver to the sideline, helping to neutralize his size disadvantage, and almost pins the receiver to the boundary like a basketball player would pin his player to the backboard, goes up, and gets this rebound. It's a pass deflection, not an interception, but very good job here by Hargraves, who's just 5'10", defending a bigger receiver and forcing an incompletion deep down the field. Next play comes against a rival, the University of Alabama. Here's the matchup to watch right here. Hargraves isolated out on the far right side of the field for the offense against a very good receiver. Last name is Stewart for Alabama. He's going to come out in next year's draft most likely and be a high pick. So it's third and goal here from the 7, and once again, a little bit of a height disadvantage for Hargraves. Stewart's got a couple of inches on him. And what you're going to see here from Alabama, quarterback Jay Coker throws a back shoulder fade to Stewart. This is a play that we see work so often at the college and the pro levels. The back shoulder fade to the receiver because the corner doesn't get in the right position, doesn't get his head around, and even if he does those first two things, he can't make a play on the ball. Hargraves, though, does all three of those things. He's in press coverage right here, gets his hands legally on the receiver, so he knows where the receiver is at all times. Right here, has turned his head to the quarterback. He's looking right at Coker right there, sees the ball is in the air, sets his feet, leaps, gets his hands out, and makes a play on this ball to force an incompletion. Alabama, instead of scoring a touchdown, has to settle for a field goal try. Aside from good technique and some ball skills, which we'll get to later, Hargraves, lined up right here on the outside, is also a smart player and an instinctive player. On this play, there's going to be a lot of stuff coming at Hargraves. We're going to diagram it for you right here. The cornerback is going to roll out to his right. You're going to have these two receivers run vertical routes to try and clear out the defensive backs and leave a play wide open underneath for the receiver. So you're going to have these two running pick or rub routes on the defensive backs, and then this receiver is going to come underneath. So what Hargraves is able to do is see this, diagnose it, and react. He's going to slip right to the outside of this receiver so he's not blocked, sees the ball, breaks on it quickly. Again, does not make the interception, but gets his hands on the football, and more importantly, demonstrates to NFL coaches and scouts that he can read, react, and diagnose plays that are happening very quickly right in front of him. You need your defensive backs to be very good against the run when they're playing in the NFL. Hargraves does that in this play. This is Leonard Fournette of LSU. Again, another player who's going to go very high in the draft next year when he comes out. Hargraves is lined up at the bottom of the screen. Now, this is a second and two situation. So the LSU offense has the Florida defense off balance. They can run or pass here on a very helpful down and distance for the offense. So Hargraves is going to mind his responsibility very well at the bottom of the screen. He's got that receiver. But very quickly, Hargraves, based on the way the wide receiver is behaving and is blocking him, knows that this is a running play. So what does Hargraves do? He takes a peek into the backfield right there, sees Fournette coming at him, and he's very technically sound here. You can see Hargraves is not overreacting. He is setting the edge on this defense and forces Fournette to cut back to the inside right here. What Fournette would like to do is use his speed to get to the outside and go down the boundary. But because of Hargraves' leverage right there, he forces Fournette to cut back to the inside. So great job technique-wise by Vernon Hargraves but the play isn't over right there. Hargraves gets his arms around the ball carrier and strips this ball. This is a fumble by Fournette, and the Gators recover. The end zone view of the same play. So here's Fournette. He's going to run to the right. Hargraves is going to come into the picture right here. Does a great job of shedding this block, forcing Fournette to the inside rather than to the outside, and then sheds his blocker, gets his arms around the ball carrier, and forces the fumble. You know who this reminds me of? This is Antoine Winfield. Another play, Hargraves against the run, and another example of him doing a great job of seeing what's in front of him and then diagnosing it. So what you're going to have here is the receiver come in motion, get an inside handoff from the quarterback. He's going to try and press the edge on the Florida defense here with a couple, or a few actually, lead blockers leading the way. But this is a great job of diagnosis by Hargraves and then aggression in going after the ball carrier. So here everything is happening in front of our guy Hargraves. He sees it coming at him. He takes a great angle of pursuit, setting the edge right here. He's got his eyes on the ball carrier, so he knows this ball carrier is not going to be able to get to the outside of him. And once Hargraves knows he's got a beat on the ball carrier, look at him attack the outside leg, saws it off, and stops this play. This is a tackle for a loss of 3 yards by a 5'10" corner. Anyone who's watched a highlight reel of Vernon Hargraves III has probably seen this play. He's at the bottom of the screen, singled up on this receiver right here. What you're going to see as the play develops is plenty of time for the quarterback, which cornerbacks hate. But when you're as good as Hargraves is, it does not matter. Watch the ball recognition and the ball skills by Vernon Hargraves right here. It makes you wonder if he couldn't maybe be a good punt returner here. The ball is up in the air for a long time. Hargraves, like a receiver, eyes the ball in the sky, leaves his feet, intercepts this, and now he's got the ball in his hands and he can make some plays. He's going to race his way all the way up the field. Does not get to the end zone, but you can see the ability by Hargraves here with the ball in his hands to make some plays. Kind of makes you wonder if he couldn't maybe be a punt returner as well as a top flight cornerback. So there you have Vernon Hargraves III, one of the best cornerbacks in college football the last 3 years. Again, an all SEC first team selection in each of the past 3 years. Some team at the very top of the first round of this year's draft is going to be happy with their selection of Vernon Hargraves.